Finally, we had a chance to talk briefly about defense budget and reforms. We have done some enormous work, and I want to thank everybody sitting around this table to continue to make our forces leaner, meaner, more effective, more tailored to the particular challenges that we're going to face in the 21st century. But we also have to make sure that Congress is working with us to avoid, for example, some of the draconian cuts that are called for in sequestration, and to make sure that if we're asking this much of our armed forces, that they've got the equipment and the technology that's necessary for them to be able to succeed at their mission, and that we're supporting their families at a time when, even after ending one war and winding down another, they continue to have enormous demands placed on them each and every day.